This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode of Spilled Milk is brought to you by Talenti.
Talenti is the delicious gelato and sorbetto that is found in the beautiful clear containers in your grocer's freezer case.
Yep. They've got flavors like Mediterranean mint, vanilla chai. What was that one that we loved so much recently? Was it like salted peanut?
Yes.
Salted peanut caramel or something?
I think it was salted peanut caramel.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. Yeah, yes. They've got
so
that one.
That one's got our seal of approval. Find Talenti in your grocer's freezer case. Talenti, the delicious, is in the details.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And we're coming to you from Molly's red carpeted basement.
Yep.
We're sitting at my childhood snack table.
Yeah.
Which was handed down to you and June.
Yep.
And now we're taking it back, as they said in Rattle and Hum.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, it is this little, like, I don't know, like little lacquered pine table with seats that are matching. It's basically the size that you would find in a preschool classroom.
Uh-huh.
And Matthew and I are sitting at it and we're surrounded by a mattress.
Yes. A couple of them. I don't know if this is funny or not, but I was reminiscing about the movie Rattle and Hum recently and thinking to myself, boy, that movie was really long. It was probably like 3 hours long. And then I looked it up and it was like 92 minutes or something.
Oh, that really speaks to the enjoyment you got from the movie.
But I do remember liking it.
I didn't know that Rattle and Hum was a movie. I just thought it was an album.
It was the album was the soundtrack to the movie.
Was it like a U2 like tour movie?
Yes, sure was. That's when I felt like I really got to know Bono and the gang.
For a long time, I thought it was Bono.
Me too. Yeah,
I think
for
it
sure.
I think it was in the... Oh, sorry. Alice.
Why?
Where is this book? That was amazing. Alice just walked through this like tangle of cords for all of our recording stuff, and it wrapped around her
leg.
And she couldn't get out. She's like,
oh boy,
what just happened to me? Okay.
Yeah, well, I have a sideline business setting animal traps. That just sounds cruel.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, what are we talking about again?
Coconut milk.
Coconut milk.
Bono.
Bono, right.
You thought it was
this
Bono
was
because of Sonny era. Bono?
No, this was it was back when there was like Bo Knows. It was like a Nike
ad. Oh, right.
Do you
like
remember?
Bo Knows football. Bo Knows baseball.
Exactly. Who was that guy?
Bo Jackson.
Oh, cool. What happened to him?
I mean, I think he's still
alive.
Was
he a football player?
Football and baseball.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yes. No, it was very impressive. I think now he's like a retired football and baseball player.
Now he's pretty much just icing his various like
injuries?
Muscles
oh, yeah,
all
yeah.
the time.
Now he's just icing on the cake of life.
Okay, great. Let's talk about coconut milk.
Okay. So coconut milk, what is it?
What about memory lane?
Oh, yeah, coconut milk.
Memory lane.
Where is it?
So coconut
coconut milk, I mean, coconut milk up until what, like 3 years ago, was pretty much used exclusively in my world in Thai curries and stuff like that.
Well, this is what's making me nervous.
This is where we differ.
This is where we are going to have to part ways. No, it's not that at all. It's that we don't differ enough, because that's also mostly what I use coconut milk for. But
now I have new things.
Oh, okay, good. Because I have a dearth of new things. And when I was researching, I was like, oh, this is used in like a lot of different cuisines that I know much less about than I should.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's used a lot in various like Indian foods.
Yep. But also a lot in South America.
Oh,
and the Caribbean.
Oh, like rice is frequently cooked in coconut
rice.
Milk.
Both in South America and Southeast Asia, I think.
Yes. I have recently been really into making various vegetable soups that in the past have been kind of like a more like a French or American kind of vibe, like a pureed like butternut squash soup.
Oh.
Or like a pureed carrot soup. Well, I have been making them with coconut milk in them and then kind of shifting up the flavors, like adding some like sriracha and lime or...
Oh, that sounds
stuff
good.
Like that. It's really good and super easy.
So if we were to go back to episode 2, the winter squash episode, is it possible that we might find you talking about...
Like a coconut butternut squash soup with lime and sriracha or something like that.
Well, I was thinking you wouldn't
curry.
Because that was like 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, other things I like to do with coconut milk.
Uh-huh.
I cook it into rice pudding.
Oh, that sounds great.
So like part cream or milk and part coconut milk. So good. It's amazingly mild in that use. And I mean, I think it's pretty mild a lot.
Yeah, I think that's what's... I think that's part of what's great about coconut milk is that it's got this creaminess, mild flavor that goes with a lot of things and tons of fat.
Yes.
And so it can just like emulsify anything you want to emulsify and like make it creamy and smooth.
Smooth. You know, I see a lot of people, like it's now on like Starbucks menus.
Oh, for sure.
I was recently having coffee with a friend and she set out a pitcher of cream and a pitcher of coconut milk. And I was like, ooh, I'll use the coconut milk. The one thing that was weird though is like it didn't stir properly into the coffee. So there were like just like little flecks of fat or something. And also like it kind of gave me a tummy ache.
I don't think I've said
the word tummy in a long time.
I never know. That's funny because like I never know what to say for that part of the body, because like stomach sounds very clinical.
Yeah.
And tummy sounds very childish.
And belly ache sounds like, well, quit your belly aching.
Yeah. Like, I guess I would probably say belly most often.
I would say, do you have a stomach ache? Or I have a stomach ache.
Oh, I wasn't thinking for an ache, just like for like, what other context am I thinking of? I don't know.
Well, I would refer to like my belly as like the whole general area.
Yeah.
My stomach is the actual organ. Let's be the biologists.
Okay, I was thinking like external part.
Oh.
Which,
like belly dancing.
Like belly dancing. Okay, let's just settle on belly.
Tummy dancing.
Lori and I used to
Cookie Monster would do.
My tummy's dancing.
What? What? Oh, that wasn't...
This cookie make tummy dance. It's funny that Cookies was last week's episode, and yet Cookie Monster showed up this week. That guy really needs to work on his punctuality.
You should. Do you remember how you said "dat booty on point"?
Yes, I do remember.
I think you should say "dat tummy on point."
Now you think I'm like your Cookie Monster jukebox?
Yeah, do it.
Dat tummy on point.
I love that so much. Okay, wait. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, I thought you were saying, wait, I'm going to think of more things for Cookie Monster to say. Like, what? I'm not your puppet.
But yeah, no, I would love to hear from other listeners because even recently.
Or your Muppet.
Even recently, I had used coconut milk, I think in a rice pudding, and I had a little bit left over. And I kept it in the fridge. And one day I wanted a cup of coffee, like around 2. And so I made myself some coffee and I was like, ooh, I'll put coconut milk in it. Like, this will be fun for different. And again, it gave me a tummy ache.
I don't know. Do you think
this is going to give me a tummy ache we eat it?
Maybe it depends how much we eat. I think we're just going to taste a little spoonfuls.
Okay.
So, I mean, one thing about coconut milk, and I have no opinion on whether this is clinically related to your tummy ache or not, but it is very susceptible to, when I said emulsify before, I was lying, because it's really very susceptible to like separating.
Yeah.
Which in the, you know, in the right cooking context can be a good thing. But also I think, you know, like they sell like in a one of those paper boxes, like coconut milk for use for espresso drinks. Mm-hmm. I think that probably has like added emulsifiers so it won't separate.
Yeah. Hey, quick question. I've noticed, I feel like coconut milk keeps for a long time in my fridge. Do you think it really keeps as long as I think it does? Or do you think I'm flirting with disaster?
I don't know. I would suspect that it would show like tangible signs of spoilage.
Like mold or like
funny smell or discoloration, like along at the same time, like pathogenic organisms are growing in it. But that's not always the case.
I love it when you say pathogenic.
I know.
Would you say that in Cookie Monster's voice?
These organisms, very pathogenic. Cookie Monster's tummy, kind of rumbly. I can only do it when I'm not thinking about it. Like when I think about it, it gets worse.
I love it when you say really cute words like tummy and rumbly. Oh, it's just so adorable.
I mean, is it still pretty cute when I'm not Cookie Monster?
No.
Can I at least take off the costume now because it's hot in here?
Tummy rumbly.
God, right, it is funny. It's so cute.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. So coconut milk. Did we ever do memory lane? I think we did memory lane.
I just don't think there's much of a memory lane for me. I feel like I lived.
No,
I grew up.
Either.
I grew up on the wrong continent to have a good memory name. Memory name.
I think we grew up on the wrong continent in general.
Pretty much.
So I do remember like getting really into cooking Thai food in like the 90s.
You went to Thailand.
I went
for
to Thailand.
First time then.
Yeah, so it was like early 2000s, I guess. And I learned a lot about coconut milk, although really only in the Thai cooking context. It's cool. So I learned to store my coconut milk in the refrigerator. I mean, the cans.
Oh, I didn't do that. Why didn't you tell me to do that?
No. So for the purpose of this episode, it would have been a mistake.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Oh.
Because that is to get it to separate into like the liquid part and the solid fat.
Yeah.
So because the fat will solidify and there'll be like a really thick fat layer that you use to saute your curry paste. And then thin it out with the thin layer.
Oh, that's so cool.
We haven't even talked about like how is coconut milk made and how is it different from coconut water.
Matthew, how's it made?
Okay, you crack the coconut.
Okay.
You grate the coconut meat.
Okay.
And then you kind of rub it with a little water.
Oh.
And strain out the solid parts.
So you kind of like get it started with some water.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like break open the cell walls by like rubbing and smashing.
Kind of like, remember the pickle massaging?
Yeah. When you're like making Vietnamese like daikon or carrot pickles.
Right. That's what I was talking about.
Is that what you were talking about?
It was.
Yeah.
I was just being weird.
Oh, pickle rubbing.
Yeah. Pickle massaging.
Yeah. I finally got that.
Yeah. But for the purposes of tasting on the show, we don't want to taste like cold, chunky coconut milk, right?
Yeah.
Or do we?
No, we don't. So
it's not the same as coconut water.
I cannot stress
this enough.
Because coconut water is just what is naturally inside the coconut when you crack it open.
Yeah.
The liquid in the middle.
Coconut milk, though, you have to like coax it out.
Okay. What about coconut cream?
So coconut cream is just like the thicker part of the coconut milk.
Ah, so a can of coconut milk will have within it coconut cream and coconut milk.
Yes. Or it'll have like the cream and it's all coconut milk, but like you can also buy canned coconut cream. It's just like the part of the coconut milk that's got more fat and solids.
Okay. So which brands do you buy?
My favorite is Chow Ko from Thailand. I also like...
Which we have right here.
Ma Ploy from Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And you also got Shirakiku.
Yes.
Which I think means white chrysanthemum.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in looking at the ingredients on these guys. The Chow Ko is coconut extract, water, citric acid, and sodium metabisulfate. as a preservative. Okay. And then the old shirakiku is coconut milk, water, guar gum, polyoxyethylene sorbitan monostearate.
Wow.
And sodium metabisulfate to retain color.
Yeah. So
that's distressing.
Yeah. But I mean, coconut milk does, I think it will get weird without, if it's not canned with a small amount of preservative.
But why? Why does this one have to have guar gum, though?
That I don't know. Probably like to, I don't know, is guar gum an emulsifier or is it only like a texturizer?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I'm shaking.
Oh my God. This is amazing.
I'm shaking the coconut.
It's a shake weight commercial.
Oh, yeah. I'm shaking the coconut, the cans.
Yeah. Shaking the cans.
Shaking the cans.
Okay, so yeah,
okay,
so if you don't want separated coconut milk, like for making a Thai curry, then you should shake it up.
Shake it up. How? Shake it up.
Woo, oh, woo, I was just woo. Listening to that song this morning because, like, I was like, oh, what are some songs by The Cars? Because I read something about The Cars. Good story, huh?
Ooh, great story. Okay, you wanna operate the can opener, Matthew?
Maybe later I'll watch Rattle and Hum.
This one is a fairly new to me OXO can opener that when I was reading the Amazon reviews, it said that it's really good for senior citizens with grip problems. So it's perfect for you.
Thanks. I've got the grip. Oh, yeah, this is a pretty smooth can opening experience, I gotta say.
Okay, the Shirakiku has a pull tab.
Ooh, yeah.
I hope I shook these enough, you know?
You shook them a lot. So if it's not enough, that's not your problem. That's the can's problem.
Wow, but look at all that cream on the top of the
Well, yeah, you're not gonna get it totally.
Well, it seems like I got the Shirakiku one totally.
Well, that's pretty yummy.
Okay, let me try this one.
I let my spoon fall into the can and now I don't know what to do.
Whoops, sorry, I just burped. Ew. Ew, I don't like that.
Oh, wow, these are so different. Wait till you taste that one.
I don't like either of these.
Oh, interesting.
This tastes like cat food.
So I think we have come across another one of the ingredients that don't need to be tasted straight.
Wow, that's gross.
Like, because if you made either of these
Ugh.
Into a curry, it would be fine, right?
Ew. Wow. Both of these taste terrible to me. The Chow Ko one tastes better.
Okay. Yeah, the Chow Ko one tastes fine to me. The Shirakiku I don't like at all.
Wow, this is amazing.
They're very different textures. But yeah, it's like...
I wish I'd gotten more cans. This episode is brought to you by Third Love.
And when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit.
I mean, obviously, Matthew. You know, and usually, in the pre-Third Love era,
to think about that.
Me neither. It was very dark. I used to have to go to my neighborhood department store, and I used to have to ask for, like, the bra lady, because everybody knows there's a bra lady at your neighborhood department store. And, you know, it's all nice. You know, we all like dealing with people from time to time. But you know, sometimes the bra lady wasn't available. Sometimes she was, like, kind of cranky. Sometimes she, like, you know, took forever to come back with the other size that you wanted to try.
Oh, yeah, because she was probably helping someone else.
I know. Those bra ladies, nothing but trouble.
So would you say thirdlove.com is, like, your online bra lady who's always in a great mood?
Yeah, and, like, always available 24/7. And my online bra lady has this incredible line of bras called the 24/7 collection.
Oh, are those the ones that our listeners can get a free trial of for 30 days by paying just $2.99 shipping?
Yep. So you pay shipping, it comes to you, you wear it, you wash it, you do all the things that you would do in your bra. You're going to want to do all the things.
Oh, yes, for sure.
And if you don't like it, you send it back, and they don't charge you anything.
And if you do like it, which you will, you just keep it, and they charge your card, and you don't have to do anything else except wear it and enjoy it.
Hey, so sorry, department store bra lady.
Listeners, you can go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk to get that free trial of any bra in the 24/7 series.
Do it.
That's thirdlove.com/spilledmilk. Now I wonder, like, if we had bought a coconut, I just said that in a really weird way. If we bought a coconut and cracked it open and made fresh coconut milk, I bet it would be better. I bet in cooking, you wouldn't really be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I'm not going to buy that one that shall not be named.
Okay. The Voldemort brand.
The Voldemort.
Damn it. I said that. Oh, no. Oh, how far have you gotten with Harry Potter since we last talked about it?
So we're on chapter 6 of the first book, and I'm loving it so much. Last night, I've been sort of struggling with a little bit of a virus, and last night I took a bath, and Ash read Harry Potter to me while I was in the bath.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think it was the highlight of my life thus far.
Do you think if I asked my wife to read me Harry Potter while I was in the bath? She would do it?
Yeah, I think she would.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you guys have a really sweet thing going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not as sweet as the thing I got going. But.
What? Yeah, well, give it 21 years and then check back with me.
Okay.
All right. Wait a minute. That made it sound like my marriage has gotten steadily worse for 21 years. I meant the opposite.
Anyway, yes.
Seriously,
listeners, find a loved one.
Find a bathtub.
Find a bathtub. Put water in the bathtub and maybe some of those like scented Epsom salts.
This is similar to how you make coconut milk. You like put in a little water. You do some rubbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to read to it.
You read to it. Anyway, chapter 6. It's super awesome. He has just gone through the barricade for the first time at platform 9 3/4.
Oh.
And he is getting onto the train.
Oh, you know what?
We've just met the Weasleys.
It just gets better.
Yeah. The whole part about buying the wand with all the inches. Do you remember that?
Ollivanders.
Yeah. Yeah. And like all the wands are like different lengths. And it was very hard for it to not
sound like penises.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I think everyone like above like age 8 who has read this is thinking the same thing.
Okay, great.
Okay. So coconut milk. So it's not just used for Thai curries. It's also used a lot in Brazil in desserts, but also like in seafood stews.
Mm-hmm. You also wrote down here that it's the national dish of Granada.
The national dish of Granada.
Oh, right. That's what I meant. The national dish is called oil down.
Yes, I loved that name. I'd never heard of this before, and I want to try it. It sounds good.
Why don't we have more dishes with names like this? I guess we have slumps and grunts.
Beat downs.
We don't have beat downs. I mean,
okay, but I get a point for making you believe for half a second that we did. What's the current scores? Can we check the big board? So the
big board, is that maintained by Big Bird? Did he join us in the studio today along with Cookie?
No, I definitely can't do a Big Bird voice. I'm not Carol Spinney.
I can't picture Big Bird's voice anyway.
Well, it's kind of like high pitched and like yokel-ish sort of, I guess.
Okay.
Like, you know, he's the new bird in town and he wants to be your friend.
Cool.
You know, like his slogan. I once watched the last time I saw Big Bird was
you mean before today?
The last time I saw Big Bird before the day, he was like just driving, getting the hell out of town, and like good riddance. No, I watched Big Bird in Japan because I had been to Japan and wanted to see what Big Bird did there.
What Big Bird thought of Japan. You were like, I really like this country, but I need to know if Big Bird likes it before I can really commit. I mean, is it okay for me to endorse this country? What would Big Bird do? Yeah, that's what my newest tattoo says.
BBD. Yeah. Which is also worldwide Bell Biv DeVoe. I don't know. Okay.
ABC, BBD. Woohoo. Okay.
So oil down consists of breadfruit, meat or chicken, coconut milk, and spices. It's a stew. It's great in stews and desserts.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've established that it's great everywhere except on a spoon in my mouth.
Right. Or like
in my coffee.
Haphazardly dumped into your coffee.
Yeah.
Because I think like if you make a coconut milk latte, I definitely have seen recipes for a coconut milk latte that is just made with coconut milk, not with a commercial preparation.
Okay.
But I wonder if like the steaming does something.
I wonder if it brings out, because I feel like part of my issue with the canned coconut milk is that coconut in its raw form does not have a lot of flavor and has sort of this weird, sweet, kind of clean aftertaste that is like very off-putting to me. And I feel like, I wonder if the steam of the latte fixes that a little bit somehow.
Yeah, the steam of the latte.
Brings out like a fragrance in it.
Maybe
the oil needs to get toasted or something.
I know we tasted a coconut milk latte, I think from Starbucks when we did like the alternative milks episode.
Oh.
I think it might have been almond. I don't know. I think it was coconut.
I think I might have liked it.
I think we liked it. Huh. But I'm sure that's made with
I wonder if it gave me a tummy ache.
Yeah, that's true. Like, let's check back on that. I don't know. I don't think the tummy ache would have started during the episode. listen in for like signs of aches and pains.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love, you've heard about it. You've heard all the good things. We can't stop talking about Third Love.
Yes, Molly, I can't help but notice that you are looking vivacious today.
Thank you. You can see the strap of my Third Love 24/7 t-shirt bra.
Right.
It is in this gorgeous raspberry hue called Vivacious.
I don't know if they sell that color anymore.
I'm sure they sell something like it. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, Third Love, I love these bras. You're going to love these bras. They come in sizes AA to G. You can try it free for 30 days. If you don't like it, return it or exchange it for free.
And if you do like it, which you will, then keep it and they'll charge you. It's that easy. To get started, go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
That's thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
What else about coconut milk?
I think that's all.
Is it really?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I feel like Alice is back, ready to pull the plug on this show.
Yeah, back to Thai curry, because it's one of my favorite things, and like we don't talk about it enough as a culture. Something I learned when I took a cooking class in Thailand is that like the way Thai curries are typically made and consumed in Thailand, you deliberately break the coconut milk so that like oil comes out, and like you fry the curry paste until you see like oil separating, and then that gives you like a layer of oil on top that is not really, I think, to most Americans' taste, but is the way it's originally made. And like, if you can get past the idea of like, I don't want to see all the fat that I'm going to eat, it's actually really good. And like, you develop more flavor by cooking it that way. And it also keeps it warm.
Oh, that's so interesting. Like that insulating layer of blubber.
Yes, exactly. It is like blubber for your stew.
That is such a wonderful idea. I think we should start doing this with all kinds of soups and stews.
I feel like Cookie Monster might have something to say about an insulating layer of blubber, but I think I'm done doing Cookie Monster.
Okay.
You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post. You know, I did like a big blog post many years ago when I had a blog about how to make Thai curries. And so I'll find that and we'll link to that.
Please do.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. I know we didn't mention many, many good dishes that include coconut milk, so tell us.
We're also on Instagram. Our handle there is spilledmilkpodcast.
Yep. And we're going to try and occasionally post a picture of something.
Yep.
I hear that's what that site is for.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave us a review.
Yeah, leave us a review on wherever you get your podcasts. I use the native like Apple podcasting app.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautifully.
Yep. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, the show that should not be tasted in its raw state.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
Hey, Alice, will you come into our recording studio?
What's a recording studio?
I think the answer is no.
I think the answer is yes.
She came in the back way.
Yes.
Hey, Alice.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.